This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and I have with me today Ian Pitts of Synapse. Ian, thank you for joining me.
Doug, thanks for having me.
Ian, what is Synapse?
Synapse is a software company. We are focused on unified communications, essentially expanding the reach of our customers' notification requirements and specializing in emergency and mass notification solutions on Cisco, Avaya, and ShoreTel.
And Ian, you came by today with a customer of yours. Maybe you can introduce him.
Yeah, we'd like to introduce Eric DeStefano. Eric is with Menlo Schools, and he's one of our customers currently using our product on a ShoreTel environment.
Hello, Eric, and thank you for joining us. What is Menlo Schools?
Menlo School is an independent school. We've been around since about 1915, and right now we handle 6 through 12, grades 6 through 12, for about 800 students, and we have about 200 faculty on campus, roughly.
And what do you do at Menlo Schools?
I'm their network manager, which the short version of that means that I'm pretty much the guy who gets to never say, I don't know. But the official version of that would be that I handle everything from all the network communications on campus all the way down to the desktop level. So it could be anything from we can't route data packets to this one source correctly, or that a printer isn't spitting out what we want it to correctly. Emergency notification for us has always been, here at Menlo, has always been something that we wanted to get right, which is that it's emergency notification, first and foremost, in case of, like, any one of the 10 following things happen. And that could be anything from natural disaster, like an earthquake, to an actual shooter on campus. Probably 2 years ago that we first started looking at the Synapse, we were really looking for an emergency notification system. And one thing that we kept kind of seeing over and over again, just in the various meetings, was that everybody kept wanting to kind of sell us a solution. It was, you know, it was this like full-on package that always involved being sold like lots of hardware and lots of computer hardware that we didn't necessarily need. You know, you would look at the bill of materials and it would be like $5,000 for server, and it's like, well, we could have put this together for $1,000, and the software, you know, just is kind of off the shelf. So that's when I started looking around on the internet, and I started looking, just Googling around, looking for something that just ties into, in particular, ShoreTel phone systems. And that's when I found Synapse. And what I loved about it was that Synapse has so many different products, not just software, but hardware. And it's a very much like put it together kind of however you want. If you want to use this module, what you can. If you don't want to use this module, you don't have to. So it was like, wow, we could really create our own solution and then just start working with sales on kind of the right fit for our campus.
So that's how you basically matched up Synapse to your needs based on OEM and so on?
Yeah. Yeah. We started proof of concept thing. We started working with sales at Synapse probably about 2 years ago. And that's when we started doing all sorts of proof of concept tests, you know, working with their speaker product to see how loud it is and to see, you know, how we might fit it into walls and into ceilings and stuff like that. And then checking out, like, the horn product to see, which is their paging amp, which attaches to a little horn that they have, and to see, can we wake up, you know, the entire campus and the entire neighborhood on just, like, one or two or three horns, and we found that we could. So, yeah, that's what kind of got the ball rolling, was calling up sales, and then them being like, oh, yeah, whatever you guys need, we'll get out to you to try out. And we really got to kind of try everything to see what was good for us.
Now, Ian, is Eric sort of representative of how a lot of customers come to you?
Yeah, Doug, one of the things that we find, especially in customers like Eric's case, is that they are kind of faced with a number of challenges when it comes to emergency notification, and I'm sure Eric will attest to this, that, you know, there's a lot of investment that they might already have on their campus, and they find that, you know, as he earlier pointed out, ripping all that out is not always the best option, especially from a financial perspective. And that's really what we strive to do, is give them the ability to leverage existing investments while, you know, bringing their notification needs forward into the modern age. Things like, you know, desktop notifications, integration with IP speakers, newer technology, mobile endpoints, text-to-speech, and a lot of other functions. And it doesn't have to be a really painful, you know, wholesale rip-out of your current technologies. You should be looking at software vendors that allow you to kind of seamlessly integrate that. And it's very common for our customers to be in the situation that Eric was in.
I was just going to say that I'd agree with that assessment 100%, because the fact that Synapse came to us and was like, not only can they integrate with our ShoreTel system, which is arguably like one of the most modern PBXs out there, but at the same time, hook into our old Bell system made by Simplex Grinnell. I mean, to hit both ends of that spectrum was just remarkable.
Ian, what percentage of your customers look like Eric from the education field?
Yeah, we're in a number of verticals. Education currently is about 15 to 20% of our business, and we continue to grow that. But education is a very high focus for us, as everybody knows. Unfortunately, the issues that campuses are faced with, you know, safety and security concerns are unfortunately not on the decline, and we're happy to have customers like Eric that kind of help us learn more each day and make sure that we're bringing solutions to solve their needs.
So it sounds like this story started with the fact that Synapse worked well with the types of products that were already installed on site. What happened next in terms of implementation?
What we did here at Menlo is, after about a good year of testing, and that was testing everything from the paging amp product to the IP speaker to the paging relay product, then we decided to move forward with it, which was a pretty huge project. And for my part in it, that came together really easily. We toured the entire campus into each room to figure out what was going to be right in an emergency situation for broadcasting, which was, is a phone good enough using Synapse to tie into our ShoreTel system, or did we want to put in a speaker, or did we want to put in a caging amp with a horn attached? So we covered the whole campus from top to bottom, and then as soon as I had my inventory, I shipped it off to sales. We had our bill of materials very quickly, right down to their really cool tile product, which allows you to mount a ceiling in a tiled ceiling, actually mount the speaker with seismic bindings to it, which was, again, it felt like everything was just kind of laid out for us once we had our bill of material figured out and we were ready to move forward with it.
There's a certain life and death element to this, that the product needs to work very well, and people's lives and safety are dependent on it.
Yeah, absolutely. As we were rolling out too, you know, we ran into a couple of bumps in the road, but each time I felt like tech support was there all the time, and they understood how important this project was to us, not only just implementing it, but as far as using it for notification and for safety. So even with like the little things that started to happen that just any project's going to run into, that really made me feel good, because on more than one occasion, I've hit Synapse tech support with having to work with more than one vendor. I've been like, you know, here's Andrew's data, my cabling contractor, and they have questions about how to install these speakers to be seismically safe. And, you know, tech support, we get on the phone, they'd be like, go over the diagrams, go over everything, make sure we're happy. And then I would have an engineer out from Simplex Grinnell, where we're going to take Synapse's paging relay product and tie it into this very old analog Bell system that's basically glorified speaker wire and a little processor inside. And once again, it was like, put tech support on the phone with Simplex Grinnell, let them talk it out as far as what contacts need to be hit and when we needed to do the closure and all that. And again, that only took an hour. And then we had our entire middle school online, which we haven't put speakers into yet. They still use the old Simplex Grinnell stuff. The middle school is a separate component right now, where they're on a bell system, because middle school culture is a lot different from upper school culture, where middle school culture, the kids' times are, it's really regulated. Their time is really, they have to be accountable, where if a student is 2 minutes late for class, you're going to hear go over the PA system, you know, such and such, such and such, you need to be here, you know. Whereas in the upper school, it's a little more free. You have different administrations on each side of the campus. And so we needed to find kind of a way to have a platform that worked with it all. And the one thing that we did have going for us that I loved from day one with Synapse was our ShoreTel phone system that we had just rolled out 3 years ago. And the fact that Synapse was like, well, at worst, we can just tie into your phone system to make the announcements on the phones. That really lets me get the announcements to those little nooks and crannies on campus, those little places on campus where it's like you just can't justify, you know, an entire IP speaker or something like that. Like we have all the way out, like on the athletic field, for example, if we need to get it out there, you know, it's called an office, but it's kind of a glorified shack. And that's a place where it's like, great, we have a ShoreTel IP phone here, which means that if anyone's in that office when we do an announcement and the door's closed or anything like that, they're going to hear it.
That's a very common situation that a lot of our customers have where, you know, they're, as we all know, the dollar today is getting, you know, smaller and smaller, and we have more and more things to do with it within our organizational budgets. And being able to pick and choose where to appropriately spend that money to get the largest impact across a campus or, you know, a single building campus or a multi-building campus, even ones that are geographically dispersed, is really some major value. In addition to adding the capabilities to integrate multiple disparate systems, and really Synapse, one of the things we think we really bring to the table, and I think Eric has experienced this with our support team, is, you know, the 100% commitment to customer success, and I think that's something that sets us apart from a lot of folks out there. We don't just care about the sale. We care about the customer experience and how, you know, our product is performing to their needs, and I think that's a very critical component within our culture, and I'm glad to hear that that's what Eric has experienced during his interactions with our team.
No, I was going to say that just anytime something would come up, yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times where, you know, I've been like, here's Andrew's data, or here's Simplex Grinnell, here's this other vendor that makes this other thing. And I've been like, here, we all need to talk about it. I honestly don't know, you know, any other, like, vendor out there that would have been that cordial about it or just that open about it. Like, yeah, sure, we'll talk. Like, it was – because it was always focused on the end goal of getting us running the exact way we needed it to be.
Well, Eric, now that you've gone through this process, do you have any advice that you would give a fellow network manager in doing the same type of implementation?
I would say that my only advice would be the proof of concept phase really helped us a lot. It helped us to figure out the questions we didn't even know how to ask yet. The emergency notification and bell systems, anything like that, for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, that's typically been like a facilities department thing, at least within a school. Even working on PBXs up until maybe even 10 years ago within a company, that was also a facilities job. And now that everything's going IP, everything kind of gets laid at the desk of the network admin. And my recommendation really is get to know your vendor, spend a lot of time with them, and really see, you know, really make sure that you're not just being sold something where in 5 years they might not be around and they might not even support the product, or that you're being like resold a product that, you know, that they barely even know how to use. It's like, that's the one thing that was a lot of fun about this project, is that you don't want to sound like kind of like an old 1950s kind of film going like, what is the emergency notification? But it's true. You find yourself asking yourself that. So my best advice would be to really spend a lot of time getting to know the people that are selling you the product, and just because you're learning. And that was the best part about working with Synapse for me, was that there were so many questions I had that I didn't have to answer on my own, as I was kind of green coming into this from an emergency perspective.
Now, Ian, what type of trends are you starting to see in terms of this sector, in terms of education and emergency notification?
Yeah, sir, that's a real good question. One of the things that that we see pretty frequently is the fact that, you know, emergency notification really all stemmed from the Virginia Tech issues. And at that time, there was a really strong push to get, you know, off-premise kind of mass notification solutions, things like, you know, audio out-dialing. And, you know, there's a large number of organizations really offering products around that. Well, you know, that world has changed, just like the TDM PBX has changed to IP technology. So, you know, the biggest trends we see are customers kind of taking a fresh look at what their functionality requirements are, and then really looking at the modernized technologies to see how they can augment maybe some of the stuff they currently have with some of the latest and greatest technologies. And I think the biggest thing for them to consider while they're doing that are, you know, the areas of concern, and making sure they have something that's redundant and resilient and can continue to grow with them as they need it, but allow them to really invest the dollar in the right place. And I, you know, as Eric also pointed out, you know, that day two supportability piece is pretty large, and you really want to find somebody that is not just there for the sale, they're not just there to take your immediate need, but really is willing to kind of help and coach you along the way with a future in mind. And I think that's, you know, that's something that Synapse always tries to do. And from a trending perspective, really it's the consolidation of these services into something that's simple and manageable. We would see customers in the past where it might take them 5 to 7 minutes to activate all their disparate systems to start to deliver notifications. And we all know that that's a lot of precious time that transpires. So having something that can really integrate all these disparate technologies and trim down that activation time is critical for success. So we, you know, we see folks really starting to focus on that.
You know, one of the things that I've taken away from hearing from both of you is that the staff involved from Synapse understood the issues and actually, you know, kind of understood what they were selling. And, you know, we hear a lot about vendors out there that send people into the field that are not quite sure about what they're doing.
I think we see that a lot, like going back to the beginning of just trying to find like a notification vendor or if you get more local, like an installer, which is, yeah, it's like you're kind of just being sold like a cookie cutter solution, like right down to the point where you could even see on the PDF that they just kind of blocked out the old customer's name and put on the new customers. And that was a feeling that we never had, like with Synapse. It was like we're actually working with somebody, which felt really good.
And here we have a mission critical system. This is something that can't fail.
Absolutely. No, this can never fail. And that's one thing that, you know, Synapse was really good at in the tech support department was once we completed our rollout, which was approximately 90 speakers and about 10 paging amps with horns, we started testing the system and everything was really good. Like right up, like even with a few comical moments, like just figuring out what volume we wanted in certain rooms where, you know, we thought 5 was like a good setting, but it turns out that would almost kill everybody. So it'd be like, okay, a 2 is better for them. Once we had fired up, we had a couple of issues talking to our ShoreTel system, very minor issues where we would do a page and it wouldn't hit like every single phone. But once again, we figured it out and it's exactly what you said, that this cannot fail, where the one expression I kept using in my office time after time after time was like, this has to work 100 out of 100 times. There cannot be one single failure.
From a vendor perspective, obviously, it's critical for us to understand Eric's and customers like Eric's needs. And redundancy and resiliency in notification systems is absolutely critical. And you would be very surprised how many solutions in the market really don't offer a truly redundant and resilient solution. So that's something that that customers like Eric should absolutely inquire about as they're kind of evaluating these things to make sure they truly are fully fault tolerant and redundant, and not something that is, you know, user intervention required. And that's one of the things that, that we worked with Eric to make sure he had, was the ability to put in multiple systems that would automatically back each other up and scale across as his needs changed or as outages might happen to ensure that he met his 100-by-100 goal.
Yeah, and the fact that we can do, and this was a big selling point for us, which even going back 3 years ago was kind of, or even 2 years ago, was kind of unheard of, which was the one thing that raised eyebrows with us here at Menlo was the fact that we could run their software on a virtual server, which when you start talking voice over IP and virtual servers, like, everybody starts to get a little uncomfortable because you can't always guarantee performance, or, so, you know, it's kind of like, we'd really prefer it if you bought our hardware or something like that. And from second one, they were like, oh, sure, put it on a VM. Because in our case, if we have a disaster, part of our big VMware cluster on campus is that we can move that entire system to our emergency operations center where we have a backup cluster ready to go, and then just be fired up, ready to go again. And you literally don't see someone running in the, into the building to get, like, the Synapse server and run it down to the emergency location. So even that from second one was like, they do VMs. It was like that from day one was like, wow, that's huge for us to be able to stay redundant and stay online.
Eric, now that you have this solution in place, what are you doing next?
Up next for us at Menlo School, we're going to be replacing this summer our existing Simplex Grinnell notification system. And we're going to be replacing it with about 30 IP speakers from Synapse, plus we're going to be purchasing their SA scheduler software, which we're going to be using for our whole Bell system. One of the problems we have with this old system, which is great that Synapse can hook into it, but every time we have to bring an engineer out to work on it, it just costs a fortune. So it just makes 10 times more sense to go IP across the board with that. The next thing we're going to be doing after that we're looking at is one of the really cool projects we got to work on was hooking Synapse using a paging relay box into our Wayland siren. And this thing is loud. Like, we have to notify the police before we use it. And our dean of students is really happy that all he has to do is basically hit the panic button on his phone, call in, and that'll go off along with his pre-recorded message. But what we're going to do is we're going to replace the Wayland siren with a voice-capable siren. So you're actually going to hear his voice through the Synapse system, through the siren, which is also going to be a lot of fun.
And, Ian, what do you have ahead for Synapse?
Yeah, Doug, so, you know, certainly excited to hear about the things that Eric is planning to do and the expansion of our platform, so we appreciate that. From a product roadmap side, as you probably can imagine, you know, we continue to evolve our products. And, you know, we're trying to give our customers as many choices as possible in regards to how they communicate with their recipients. And with those types of expansions, we'll be continuing to enhance our mobile offering, our text-to-speech and outbound dialing. Traditionally, customers would have to go to multiple vendors to get those types of services, and we're trying to make that a little easier and a little bit more cost-effective for them. So you'll continue to see us enhance more and more endpoints that we can touch, as well as some really exciting announcements that will be coming out in Q1 with some new strategic partnerships that we have that bring even more choice to our customer base, new and old.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for spending some time with me today and giving me a real live look at not just a product, but how it was implemented and how it's being used in the field. Where can I learn more about Synapse?
Doug, you're welcome, or readers or listeners are welcome to go onto our website, as one would expect, at www.syn-apps.com. They're also encouraged to call and speak to one of our sales associates. Phone number for that would be 1-866-664-6071. As always, they're welcome to email our sales department as well at sales@syn-apps.com.
Eric, Ian, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Eric. Appreciate your time on the call today.